Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Swayed at the Network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Hey, coming up in just a little bit, the one and only Judd Garrett is going to have his latest Hypocrisy 101 in the second hour of the show. Second hour, let's see, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, with all of his latest, including Soviet America. All right. Let me see. Well, the Idaho murders, nearly 4 weeks now after the slayings, a neighbor has just reportedly recalled hearing a scream. Sunday will actually mark 1 month since the four University of Idaho students were murdered in an off-campus home. And a man who lives near the home where the four University of Idaho students were killed last month has now come forward about hearing a scream early on the morning of the attacks in the area of the crime scene, according to a local report. Ian Harsh, a local chef, told the Idaho Statesman that he got home around 1:30 a.m. November 13th after working late. The home at 1122 King Street in Moscow, Idaho, was usually bustling even at that time, he told the news site. But instead, there was not a lot of activity. Hours later, he began to fall asleep around 4 a.m. He said he heard what sounded like a scream coming from the area of the 1122 King Street. However, Harsh reportedly did not think much of the scream and instead associated it with the party's sound rather than one of a more negative value. Quote, "I didn't think anything of it," Harsh told the news site after what happened. "I definitely had second thoughts. Maybe it was not a party sound." He reportedly said he did not immediately tell police about the sound, adding, "I'm not sure what good it does for them now." Well, Twitter users roasted Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat California, for his tweet yesterday demanding action from Elon Musk on his claims of rising hate speech, which the CEO denied. Schiff spoke on behalf of Representative Mark Takano, Democrat California, after they wrote a formal letter to Musk and condemned his leadership tweeting, quote, "On Elon Musk's Twitter, slurs against black people have tripled. Slurs against women are up 33%. Slurs against Jewish people are up 61%. And slurs against gay men are up 58%, Schiff tweeted. "These numbers are unacceptable, and I am demanding action." That's from the Representative Takano. And Musk replied, quote, "False. Hate speech impressions are actually down by one-third for Twitter now versus prior to acquisition." Musk was far from the only user to torch Schiff's tweet. Many on Twitter slammed Schiff's credibility while also debating about the nature of what does or does not count as hate speech. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton offered his assessment of the situation, quote, A corrupt congressman abuses office to call for mass censorship using fake stats. Independent journalist Glenn Greenwald used Schiff's tweet as an educational moment for his audience. Quote, "Aside from these made-up numbers, do you see how to Democratic Party politicians dictating to social media companies what they can and can't perform and how they must censor? The role of Democratic politicians play in all this is just assumed as normal." Lawyer Will Chamberlain offered a similar critique of the cozy relationship between government officials and big tech companies. Quote, "Read the First Amendment again, Adam. You don't get to bully private companies into censoring lawful speech." My own personal take on this, Adam Schiff, you know, little shifty Schiff. You know, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion. I can't tell you anything right now, but I know everything about it. Oh, yes, Trump is getting, yes, yes. He does desire attention. Paul Whelan, all right. Did you know that he called CNN from prison Thursday saying, quote, "He's happy that Brittany is going home today and that Trevor Reed went home when he did, But I don't understand why I am still sitting here. Whelan said he's greatly disappointed that more has not been done to secure my release, adding, I was arrested for a crime that never occurred. Whelan, who has been imprisoned in Russia for nearly 4 years, said his message to Biden is, quote, this is a precarious situation that needs to be resolved quickly, and I would hope that he and his administration would do everything they could to get me home, regardless of the price they must have to pay at this point. Biden said yesterday that the prisoner swap was not a choice between Brittany Griner and Whelan. Quote, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's, and while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we're not giving up. We will never give up, he said. We'll continue to engage the Russians on Paul, and we'll continue to look at everything possible to bring him home. That quote from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Derek Maltz, who oversaw the Drug Enforcement Administration's investigation of Victor Bout, told ABC News he's very disgusted that Bout, a convicted Russian arms dealer, was traded for Brittany Griner. It's really upsetting to me, he said. In 2008, Maltz was the special agent in charge of the DEA Special Operation Division, whose agents took down Bout in that sting operation in Thailand. DEA was asked to help take a guy down because he was such a national security threat, Maltz said. And Maltz called this a great day for Brittany Griner and for America. But he added he thinks the exchange for Bout will make Americans traveling abroad less safe. To make that exchange, all Americans are at a greater risk with international travel, he said, fearing it would promote taking American citizens captive. In November 2007, Bout agreed to sell DEA information and informants posing as rebels in Colombia with millions of dollars in weapons. Bout was ready to sell a weapons arsenal that would be the envy of any small country, Maltz said. And Maltz called this a great day for Brittany Griner and for America, but added that he thinks the exchange for Bout will make Americans traveling abroad less safe. To make that exchange, all Americans are at greater risk with international travel, he said, fearing it would promote taking American citizens captive. Well, 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 are you ready for this one? Law enforcement officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, have been honored with the Congressional Gold Medals. Yep, nearly 2 years after the Capitol incursion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised the heroes as she opened the ceremony at the Capitol Rotunda, which was overrun that day when supporters of then-President Donald Trump roamed the halls trying to stop Congress from certifying the now-President Joe Biden election. In bestowing Congress's highest honor, Pelosi praised the Capitol Police for courageously answering the call to defend our democracy in one of the nation's darkest hours. The ceremony in the Capitol Rotunda came as the House January 6th Committee finishes its nearly 18-month investigation of the incursion. And the 9-member committee, made up of 7 Democrats and 2 RINOs, a.k.a. sometimes known as Republicans. Oh, boy. Courageously answering the call to defend our democracy. You know, in some of the Capitol Police, you know, I don't know if any of them involved in getting the Congressional Gold Medal, but some of those Capitol Police, they answered the call all right when they opened the door for the people to come in. Yes, interesting, interesting. Authorities revealed formal charges last week, totaling 305 counts against the alleged perpetrator of the November mass shooting at Colorado Springs LBGT Club, according to CNN. Anderson Lee Aldridge, 22, allegedly shot and killed 5 people, hurting many others at Club Q. During a Tuesday court hearing, District Attorney Michael Allen announced formal charges against him, including murder, attempted murder, assault, bias motivation offenses. His attorney said Aldrich identifies as non-binary. Aldrich would mandatorily be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole if convicted of first-degree murder. Colorado abolished the death penalty back in 2020. The Colorado Springs Police Department praised civilians Richard Fierro, Thomas James, on Twitter for intervening in that shooting. Fierro, a combat veteran who was at the venue with his wife, daughter, and friends, told the New York Times that he charged over to the gunman after the shooting began, tackled him, and beat him with the gunman's weapon. Aldrich was arrested June 2021 after his mother claimed he threatened her with a homemade bomb, multiple weapons, and ammunition. This according to a Colorado El Paso County Sheriff's Office press release. Formal charges were not pursued in that case, according to the Gazette. Well, back on this one, the House committee investigating, you know, that January 6, 2021 incursion of the U.S. Capitol, will make criminal referrals to the Justice Department as it wraps up its probe, looks to publish a final report by the end of the year, according to the panel's chairman. Democratic Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi told reporters that the committee has decided to issue the referrals recommending criminal prosecution. However, he did not disclose who the targets will be, or rather former President Donald Trump will be among them. Quote, "At this point, there will be a separate document coming from me to the DOJ," Thompson told reporters at the Capitol. The decision of the panel, made up of those seven Democrats and two fiercely anti-Trump Republicans, to issue referrals is not unexpected. One of the two Republicans, Liz Cheney, Wyoming, the vice chairwoman of the committee, has for months been hinting at sending the Justice Department criminal referrals based on the evidence of the nine-member panel that gathered. The committee was formed on July 1, 2021, about 6 months after Trump supporters entered the Capitol following a protest of the November 2020 election. Well, listen to this. Nearly 150 Texas churches voted to leave the United Methodist Church. During the Northwest Texas Annual Conference of United Methodist Churches, that's UMC, over disagreements concerning the church's position on gay marriage, this according to the Texas Tribune. In a 261-24 vote over last weekend, 145 churches voted to exit the United Methodist Church and join the Global Methodist Church after years of disagreement between the churches and the UMC over the organization's acceptance of gay marriage. This was all reported in the Texas Tribune. All right. Also, an Israeli development on this diplomat affected with COVID in China has revealed how he was forced to stay in a prison-like medical facility, and he was held in isolation for 10 days. You know, they weld the windows and everything. Well, they have one window open so you can get some food, all right? Program note, this coming Monday, Robert Romano, you don't want to miss this one. He's going to be talking about the Manchin-Collins bill, which would terminate the old electoral count. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, Frank Savato. But now, coming up next, the one and only Judd Garrett with his latest Hypocrisy 101.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. Three sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7. 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here. Let me tell you about my guest, and I'm going to give you the expanded intro because he deserves it more than he gets it, okay? His name, Judd Garrett. Grew up on the Jersey Shore in Cleveland, Ohio. He writes from his hometown in Texas, where a recent non-writing job was as director of advanced scouting for the Dallas Cowboys. The Garrett name is well known in college and professional football. Judd's father, Jim, was a legendary coach in college with several professional teams, as well as being a longtime scout with the Dallas Cowboys. Judd's brothers, Jason and John, also played and coached professional football. 1990 graduate of Princeton, Judd was an All-American football player and also played baseball for the Tigers. He was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles of the NFL after 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys. He began a 12-year coaching career with the Saints, the Dolphins, the Rams, and the Cowboys, and served another 12 years as a personal executive with the Cowboys. He's written 2 screenplays, frequent contributor on the topics of sports and politics to Real Clear Politics. And No Wind is his first published novel. Judd is married and the father of 6 children, and his blog is Objectivity is the Objective. Objectivityistheobjective.com. Hey, Judd, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, okay, I guess. You know, being a Raider fan, I kind of choked up there when I had to mention the Rams. And once again, the Raiders didn't show up for their, you know, second half. I don't know what it is. They just do real good the first half and then kaput. So there it goes. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I mean, I watched that game as well. I mean, the Raiders played well up until the end, then they gave up those 2 touchdowns right at the end. So
yeah, going that way all year, you know, it's amazing. I mean, even with the Chiefs, you know, so far ahead and bam. I don't know what it is. I guess they didn't eat their Wheaties during the break. During the halftime, yes. Let's get into your latest here. It is entitled Hypocrisy 101. And starts out with a lot of questions. And I'm going to tell you, and all of these I really get involved in, are UFOs real? Does climate change exist? Was the 2020 presidential election stolen? Was the 2016 presidential election stolen? Was the 2000 presidential election stolen? Was the riot at the Capitol an insurrection? Were the BLM riots peaceful protest? Is inflation transitory? Did I get that right? Transitory. Do masks prevent the spread of COVID-19? Are COVID-19 vaccines safe and effective? Did COVID-19 come from a lab or a wet market? And think about this one. Is the earth flat or round? Does God exist? Were we created by a superior being, or did we create ourselves? Wow. Lots of questions. Interesting questions, of course. Hypocrisy 101. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I posed all those questions. There's probably about, you know, dozens of more questions just like that. And, you know, everybody has their opinion on all those questions. You know, there's not one person that has, you know, has cornered the market on the truth on any of those questions. So, but what we find, you know, with social media and with all that is that if you espouse your opinion, which is different than someone else on an important question like the BLM riots or, mm-hmm. or the 2020 presidential election or COVID or anything like that, then your opinion could get censored. Your opinion could get taken down. You could get blocked on social media if you happen to hold the wrong opinion, even though, you know, there's no one true answer to any of these questions, at least that we know of.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, number one, I definitely believe there's a God, okay? And then the other one is that I believe UFOs are real. You know, absolutely. So, but there's a lot of them. Was the presidential election stolen? I would imagine that if you're a Republican, your opinion on that one raises a lot, goes a lot higher than if you were a Democrat. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back and get into some of these things here. And the latest here from Judd Garrett, and I got to tell you, do not forget his website, Objectivity. IsTheObjective.com. Fantastic writings right there when you go to objectivityistheobjective.com. Judd Garrett will return in just a moment.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An eccentric billionaire played by Edward Norton invites a group of marginal celebrities to his Greek island mansion. And those dignitaries include the famed detective Benoit Blanc, played by Daniel Craig, who made such a powerful impression in the previous hit Knives Out. This time he'll be peeling back the layers of Glass Onion, now streaming on Netflix.
I've invited you all to my island because tonight a murder will be committed. My murder. If anyone can name the killer, that person wins our game.
And yes, of course, it's a deadly game, but the starry cast all seem to be enjoying the whodunit challenge. As with his previous hit, Knives Out, writer-director Rian Johnson is hardly concerned with gritty realism, but he shows irresistible skill with this sort of sprightly, elegant, and occasionally ingenious concoction. It's rated PG-13, 3 stars for Glass Onion.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett. Objectivity is the objective.com. Hypocrisy 101. I'm going to get kind of curious here and ask you before we go any further. Have you gotten a lot of comments on here and the no's and the yeses just on the first paragraph? Are UFOs real? You know, it's like me, yes. Climate change, yes. I believe, you know, that climate does change 4 times a year, you know, like winter, fall, summer, spring. Yeah, anyway. Then you get to the, was the election stolen? Yes. Capital insurrection, was there a riot? I don't think so. Were the BLM riots peaceful? No. Do masks prevent the spread of COVID-19? No. Are vaccines safe? No. Did COVID-19 come from a lab or a wet market? Yes. Is the earth round or flat? I'm going to have to go round. Does God exist? Yes. Were we created by a superior being? Or did we create ourselves? Wow, that's kind of hard, you know, because you think, well, you made love to your wife, so that's creating. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of comments on this one, Judd? Because that first paragraph's pretty.
Not a lot of did what you just did as far as go down the list of of questions. Yeah, I mean, those questions are just the ones that are out there, just a brief sampling of the ones that are out there that, you know, people have different opinions on. And, you know, and to me, I'm right with you. I think I'm aligned with you as far as how I'd answer each one of those questions. Uh-huh. But I'm open to other people having other opinions. I'm open to people saying that UFOs aren't real, or climate change does exist, or you know whatever it is. I mean, you know, for years, the Democrats said that the 2000 election was stolen by Bush.
Yeah.
You know, I never said that those people should be censored on social media and they should be silenced and yeah.
and
should
and
be canceled.
Remember the hanging chads with Gore?
I was right there.
I'm gonna tell you one that's not on here, okay? Let me ask you this one. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did you know that whenever I first heard that, and I think I was in junior high, and I thought about it forever and ever, you know? The chicken comes from the egg, but which came first? You know what I'm saying? And who laid the egg, the first egg? It wasn't a chicken? Was it a dog? Was it a bear? I'm very confused on that one, but I'm kind of giving up. You know, the doctor told me to just forget about it. The psychiatrist, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. I mean, there's a lot of these questions out there, and, you know, a lot of people have different opinions on them. But what we're seeing right now is that there are these people on the left who believe that their opinions on all these subjects are the only opinion that you can have. And if you espouse a belief different than theirs, then, you know, you're going to get canceled on social media. You're going to get silenced. And that's a real, real dangerous place to be in a country.
Yeah, and, you know, and the Democrats, you know, if you're a Democrat, you shouldn't be complaining too much about social media because, you know, you have the entire mainstream media was doing the dictates of whatever, you know, the Democrats were asking for, and you only had two or three, you know, big, like One American News and Fox News and maybe one other, I'm not sure, you know, that was trying to give you a fair and equal balance. But, boy, what we've been going through with all the censorship, you know, I even have a problem, you know, getting my blogs on sometime now because, you know, they still censor me. And that's coming from Google, you know.
Yeah,
so.
That's the whole point. I mean, for decades, like you said, the Democrats had the mainstream media just espousing their beliefs and shutting down Republican beliefs. And then when social media came out there, it became more democratic, where everybody was allowed to espouse their beliefs. So the first thing they did was they put people in those high, you know, important positions in the social media companies so they could silence the conservatives and the Republicans. So they could have that the social media as well as the mainstream media controlled by the Democrats.
And it is amazing how, and Twitter's a perfect example, you know, Elon Musk takes over, he opens up the files, and he's seen just really it was worse than he thought of the censorship and the things that they were putting on there that they never should. And you said in the years prior to Musk taking over, the left never ever showed any concern that Twitter failed to take down child pornography, for example, on their platform, profited off of sex trafficking of young boys, allowed terrorists and brutal dictators to expose the hate on Twitter. And as my understanding that I think Twitter and possibly even Facebook was giving people could get on there and post things telling drug runners in Mexico, you know, here's where you go and we'll be waiting for you so you can drop it off and things like that. They had like a secret code. I'll give you an interesting thing, Judd, that one time I had a part-time job and I was working for a big rock and roll station out of Mexico, okay, and it was located in Los Angeles. But you would find out that the gangs in Los Angeles, by certain songs they would dedicate, you know, they wanted to dedicate a certain song to their girlfriend or whatever, that was a special code to where you were supposed to be meeting. So you sometimes never know what's going on.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, Musk took over at Twitter, and then immediately you heard from the people on the left, it's going to become a dangerous platform and all that. But it's been a dangerous platform for years. But the problem is the left thinks a conservative point of view is dangerous, but they don't consider child pornography or sex trafficking or drug trafficking as dangerous. And that's the issue, that they didn't care about those other things, which are really dangerous They only cared about blocking conservatives from saying the things they wanted to say.
And they said, and you say Musk was no longer going to censor conservative points of view because people who want a secure border believe there are only two genders, claim that COVID came from a lab, and they ask questions about the integrity of the election. You know what they're doing? They're doing what's normal if you're really concerned about what's going on planet Earth. You know, it's almost like you've been locked up in a prison, you know, and they're deprogramming you. And that's, you know, in my opinion, that's the Democrats would be happy if they could do that. Deprogram you and say, oh, yes, Biden, you never make a mistake in your life. Never, never.
Yeah, and they don't want any opposing point of view. So, you know, we can't ask questions about what's going on the border. We can't ask questions about the radical gender ideology they're teaching to our kids. We can't ask questions about COVID and the lockdowns and all that stuff. We can't ask questions about the 2020 election. You know, asking the sort of the start of my whole article, asking questions is important for human beings. We have to be able to ask questions, and the Democrats don't want us to ask questions. They want to shut down anybody who does ask questions.
Yeah, but see, they can ask the questions. Isn't it funny? It's like when Trump was kicked off Twitter, okay? That was, as you mentioned, in January 2021. He had mentioned something about voter fraud, and the excuse they gave that you are now being banned from Twitter because there's no such thing as voter fraud. And as you just brought up, you know, about 5 minutes ago, look at all the times the Democrats have insisted there is voter fraud. And go to Queen Hillary. You know, that's the perfect example, too.
Yeah, and to me, that's even more evidence to me that there was voter fraud in 2020 is because they're not allowing you to ask questions. You know, I didn't believe there was voter fraud in 2016. I didn't believe there was voter fraud in 2000. So I didn't care that people were asking the questions because I knew that the evidence didn't back that up, you know. But they're so scared that the evidence will come out and show that there was voter fraud in 2020. So the only way they can combat that is to shut everybody down who's asking questions, who wants to investigate, who want the facts to come out. They need to shut those guys down because there was, in fact, voter fraud in that election.
Yeah. You know, and then you've got the Indian. What's her name? Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
She says, I no longer see Twitter as a private company. I think that one human being should not decide how millions of people communicate with each other. Now, think about this, you know, and all of her stances. I don't think that one human being should be able to decide how millions of people communicate with each other, blah, blah, blah. That's exactly what she's behind. Like, I'm above it all. I get to tell you what to do, you know, and I can lie as I go about it.
And that was exactly what was happening for the last 6 years, and that's what prompted Musk to buy Twitter, is that there were small groups of people, they were aligned with the Democrats, and they were deciding how millions of people can communicate with each other. So what she is lashing out at right now after, you know, Musk's purchase of Twitter was what was going on for the last 6 to 8 years. But the problem is it was going on against Republicans, so she didn't really care about it. And now that it's going to be more even-handed, now she's speaking out against it.
And then in the next paragraph, you bring up MSNBC correspondent, Ari Melber, I think is the pronunciation.
Yes.
And starts talking about how you shouldn't be able to tell people, you know, if you own all of Twitter and Facebook or what you do, and you don't have to explain yourself, you don't have to be transparent, you could secretly ban one party's candidate. You know, she's exactly talking about what's going on. It has been going on, but she acts like, no, you know.
It's the same thing, is that what they're warning us about right now after Elon Musk took over is exactly what was going on for the last 6 to 8 years against Republicans, but none of these left-leaning people cared about it because it benefited them. And now that it's not going to benefit them anymore, now they're all upset and concerned about it.
Yeah, exactly what was done to the Republicans. Republican candidates banned. Conservative voices were shadowed banned. Conservative messages turned down while the liberal messages were amplified. And even the people that weren't involved, Democrats, didn't, you know, raise hell about it or speak up about it. Or I imagine if anybody complained, like it wasn't an equal, balanced thing going on, it never got printed whenever you sent it in. Probably put it in small letters so you couldn't read it if you were over 50. And you say they define the First Amendment and freedom of speech when it serves their purposes and quickly deny others' freedom of speech when it serves their purposes. That should be a different thing there, I think. Let's see. Quickly deny others' freedom of speech when it probably doesn't serve their purposes. Okay. Might be a word missing there.
Yeah.
That's not possible. Not from Judd Garrett. And that's my fault because I had it highlighted in yellow and didn't even notice it. Okay. But, you know, Musk, you got to give him credit. I mean, you know, he doesn't need Twitter. It's just that, you know, he's actually a foreigner, and he's coming over here, and he's trying to square America away, you know. I mean, how in the world could anybody, you know, just, I mean, you know, he's got a big brain ticking in that head of his, you know. Anybody that successful?
And yeah,
you and I had half his money, you know, we'd probably be on a boat right now somewhere.
But I mean, you know, to his credit, I mean, you know, he's probably losing a lot of money with his purchase of Twitter, and I think the stock has been going down, yeah. You know, so forth, so on. But so he didn't need to buy it. He didn't need to buy Twitter. He could have just continued being the richest man in the world and building his rocket ships and building his electric cars and just done that. But he saw something. A major problem in the United States. He saw something that was hurting our country, and he stepped up and put his money where his mouth is, and he's doing something to fix something, which I believe is an existential threat to America, and he's doing the right thing, and it's going to cost him, you know, billions of dollars, but he's doing it for, you know, what's good for America.
Hey, let me give you one of my headlines from my news real quick here, Judd. Ties right into what you and I are talking about. And it comes from Shifty Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat, California. You may have seen it. But Schiff spoke on behalf of Mark Takano, Democrat from California, and they wrote this formal letter to Musk condemning his leadership. And here it is, on quote, on Elon Musk's Twitter, slurs against black people have tripled. Slurs against women are up 33%. Slurs against Jewish people are up 61%. Slurs against gay men are up 58%, Schiff tweeted. These numbers are unacceptable. And Musk replied, false hate speech impressions are actually down by one-third now on Twitter. You know, Adam Schiff, what in the world? This guy, you know, Russia, Russia, Russia. I'm telling you, if you were a spelling bee, you know, in school, they would have already, you know, kicked you out of the room probably if you were Adam Schiff. That little,
I mean, he's probably the biggest liar in Washington, which is a big statement. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I heard him say, we have evidence proving that Donald Trump colluded with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. I can't tell you right now, but, boy, we've got the evidence. Yes, sir. Oh, it's coming out real quick here. Can't tell you right now, though. Yeah, and Joe Biden knows exactly what he's doing every second of his life, too. Boy, oh, boy. All right, we're going to continue and wrap things up in just a moment. Judd Garrett, remember that excellent website, all right? He has the greatest reports coming out you just wouldn't believe. Objectivity is the objective.com. This one entitled Hypocrisy 101. Be right back.
You
you're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest, Judd Garrett. And we're discussing his latest Hypocrisy 101. And you say censorship leads more people to believe things are not true because they lose their ability to discern, to decide what is right and what's wrong. Pretty soon you just start believing everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what the Democrats want. They want to censor, and under the guise that they're removing misinformation and disinformation. And then suddenly people will just start believing whatever the people in power tell them to believe. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you have a bunch of robots as citizens.
Well, then there's the one that's, you know, that's still on the Secret Intelligence Committee, Slalwall, you know, that slept with a China spy.
Yeah.
And I think he mentioned that the China spy told him there's no such thing as voter fraud. So we got to go with that. And yeah. But you say in this column, nobody knows what the truth is, and we as humans have such a hard time discovering the truth because we are so blinded by our own biases. And you know you want to have your point of view.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why it's so important to have as many different points of view expressed as possible. Because we are blinded by our biases. I know what my biases are, and I get caught up in them at times, and that's why it's important for me to hear other people's opinions, because it helps me to reevaluate my own opinions and reevaluate my own biases. So when you keep censoring opinions and only showing people one side of an issue, you're going to get people who are more biased. You're going to get people who are more hypocritical because they're not seeing all the different perspectives that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's the thing is that, you know, innovation and new discoveries are great. But boy, if you think about, you know, from World War II to now and all the new things that we have to distract us, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, so many cable shows and so many websites and things like that. It's like, you know, you're inundated where how much can your brain, you know, saturate, so to speak, you know, bring in all that information. And, of course, the brain is very, very special, so maybe it stores more than we think. But you got to be careful who's shoveling the coal, huh?
Yeah, no question. And to that point, I mean, you know, are we in 2022 any happier than the people were, you know, in the 1950s? I don't know. I mean, we got so much more advanced technology, like you said, you know, TV, computers, the internet, all these different shows, but it doesn't seem like people are any happier with all this new stuff than they were, you know, 50, 60 years ago.
Well, one time I remember they were really happy, and that's when that car company came out with a hole in the front, the Edsel. Yeah, that was like, wow, look at that, boy. And all of a sudden, the biggest flop in automotive history, what?
Yeah.
I disagree with that because I thought it was the car was okay. I mean I know you're not that old, Judd, but still, you know, ask some of your brothers, okay?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I'll tell you. Well, run out of time here again. Hey, it's been a pleasure as usual, and they can still get the book at where would that be? Amazon.
Amazon.com. Yeah. Amazon.
And the title of the book, listener, is No Wind. All right. It has nothing to do with this radio show. It has to do with the fact that it is fiction. Okay? No Wind. And go there to Amazon.com. Be sure to check out all of Judd Garrett's excellent postings. Objectivity is the objective.com. Thank you, sir. Talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Judd Garrett. Coming up next, it's Mr. Selwyn Duke, 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 Duke. All right.
Are you?
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I got Swayed at the network. And we are live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. My privilege right now, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce the one and only Mr. Selwyn Duke. He's a writer for The New American, and Selwyn also has contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. He appears on television, frequent guest on great radio programs just like this one. His website is selwynduke.com. And now, here comes the Duke.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, 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 Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl.
Boy, I'll tell you, you know, whoever wrote those lyrics, that was pretty hard, that first sentence there. Right, Selwyn? Duke, Duke, Duke.
Absolutely. And also the person, no doubt, Chuck, anticipated my arrival in this world, right? How are you?
I think they may have, yes. No, you know what? And they may have anticipated mine, but they spelled it wrong, and it was supposed to be duck, duck, duck. I'll throw something at you. Yes, sir. Hey, you know what? You got a lot of good ones here, and I want to dive into them right now, if that's okay with you. I was going to ask you a whole bunch of personal questions, but no, that's off the board now. Sorry about that. You're not sorry about that, are you? No.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I'm getting over a little cold here. That's a bit of personal information there. But I just took my quercetin and my zinc, Chuck, so I should be good for at least 13 minutes.
May I ask you where you took them? Yeah.
Took him to the movies.
I used to take my medicine, you know, to the commode, push the little jiggle thing there, and down it went. Yes. But anyway, you know, let's get to this one here about Soviet America, question mark. Have you ever thought, man, where am I living here? There is military officials and cops bullied this mom for concern over her child's school sexualization. And you say it's a shocking story. I'm going to tell you something, listener. Let's just pray that this doesn't happen to you, all right? Imagine if you complain on Facebook about your child's school curriculum, and then you get some feedback that you really didn't expect. Selwyn, let's get into this one, shall we?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, Chuck, because we know that a couple of years ago and a year ago, we saw a lot of parents rising up against politically correct school boards, and they were making a ruckus. These school board meetings were really contentious. And then we heard that the DOJ was actually considering labeling these parents domestic terrorists. And we were shocked at that. I mean, how could you possibly put an onus on parents who simply don't want their kids exposed to improper sexuality in the schools and who don't want them exposed to so-called transgenderism, the MUS agenda, as I call it, made-up sexual status? Well, this trumps even that. This is just an unbelievable story. You wouldn't think this could happen in these United States. But anyway, this concerns this mother, Chuck, from New Jersey. Angela Redding is her name, and she went to her child's elementary school and found out that they were promoting, or at least advertising, something called pansexuality. Now, as many of your listeners know, we hear about all of these so-called genders. Supposedly, there are scores of them. I guess pansexual might be one of them. But anyway, so this mother, Angela Redding, she complained about it on Facebook. What then happened? Well, you would never guess. Out of the blue, an army officer actually labeled her an extremist on Facebook. This actually happened. Now, this guy's name, this army officer, is Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Schilling. So we're not talking about a grunt here. This is someone who's got a fairly high rank, right? You were in the military. You know better than I.
Well, that's Schilling, and, right? Okay, because I'm taking him off of my Christmas list, Schilling. And I'm writing someone a letter. Do not send Officer Schilling nothing. Nada for Christmas. Okay, I have to do this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, this fellow, I guess we ought to finger him a little bit. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Schilling, stationed at Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst. That's in New Jersey. Okay, but he wasn't done with that. It wasn't enough for him to just label this woman an extremist. He actually also wrote on Facebook this. You're not going to believe it. Quote, Joint Base leadership have security forces working with multiple state and law enforcement agencies to monitor the situation, meaning monitor this mother's situation, as if she committed some kind of crime, like she's a domestic terrorist or something.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this story sounds hard to believe, but let me tell you, it's been verified. Tucker Carlson reported on it. He actually could not believe it himself, of course. You know, he was saying, what, is this for real?
You know, so what, you Selwyn, complain gotta, about the sex. I got to stop here just a moment because lately I've had a couple of people say, you know, I really don't like Tucker Carlson anymore. I just don't, he ain't him. And I'm throwing, what in the world? This guy is such a pro, you know, and brings out things. He's the one, you know, that did the whole thing about the wet market before anybody else did, you know, with that Chinese lady he used to have on. But I'm just saying, hey, kudos to Tucker Carlson, okay? So, sorry, I just, Yeah.
No, that's okay. I'm glad you said that, Chuck, because we all have to remember, whether we're in the media or out of it, that we're not going to agree with everyone on every single issue. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. But I think this harks back to something the late Mayor Ed Koch of New York City once said, and he was a Democrat. He said, listen, that's the way he talked, pick 12 issues that matter to you, and if you agree with me on 8 of them, maybe you should think about voting for me. And that's the way it is. I mean, I'm going to say things that probably your audience doesn't agree with, but I would hope they would understand that maybe they should keep on listening because I might every now and again have something valuable to say. But anyway, getting back to the story here. So the story was verified by Carlson's people, and of course he was aghast. He just couldn't believe that you'd complain about the sexualization of your child. And this woman's child is a 7-year-old girl, by the way. you'd complain about that in school, the child being exposed to something called pansexuality, which is completely made up and which kids shouldn't even know about, and then you'd be investigated by the military. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But it gets even worse. It gets even worse.
Yep.
So right after this happened, okay, the North Hanover, New Jersey police chief, his name is Robert Duff, got in on the act. He actually pressured this woman, Redding, to delete her Facebook post. Can you believe that? Okay, so he was working in concert with this fellow, Schilling, in the military. It's just absolutely incredible. Now,
maybe
you know,
him and the
Carlson,
guy in the military were shilling out, you know, during the late evenings.
Yeah, you know, one of the commenters at the New American mentioned something like that, really? That the two were only maybe 29 miles apart, and who knows what kind of relationship they have. I really don't know, but anyway, so Carlson said, and this is a very, very good point, the police and military both got involved because of something the mom wrote on Facebook they didn't like, he said. And today it was confirmed on the show, he continued, they, the military, notified law enforcement about the exchange, common information sharing among law enforcement agencies.
Really?
And then he made a good point, though. He said, but wait a second. A military base is not a law enforcement agency. They're there to defend us against foreign enemies, not police our Facebook posts. And that, of course, is absolutely true. Have they ever heard of Posse Comitatus? I mean, this is incredible, absolutely incredible. And, you know, I point out, Chuck, that some of the same people, think about this, who are absolutely taken aback at the idea of having our military secure our border, who are taken aback at the idea that Trump might have used the National Guard to quell the riots in 2020,
yeah,
will turn around and they'll tolerate or even endorse having a military man using his position to intimidate a mother who's simply complaining about perversion in school. Now, why would the Schilling character have done this? Well, I don't know. There is a blog that pointed out that he had on his LinkedIn page pronouns. He actually listed his pronouns. Now, his or he, him, but that tells you that he's one of these people promoting this must-made-up sexual status agenda. By the way, Schilling now is running for the hills. I don't know if that was what he was taught in his military training. I don't think so, but he deleted his LinkedIn page. He changed his name on Facebook to Chris Topher, so obviously he doesn't like the heat that he's getting. But, you know, Chuck, I also pointed out in my piece that this is part of a wider problem here because a lot of people like to think, well, the military is very, very conservative, and traditionally it had been, but you have to remember something. Number one, the average age of the person in the military, at least I heard this years ago, if it's no longer the case, you can let me know, is 19. So we're talking about young people. We shouldn't think that the average soldier is very politically savvy. Most people aren't, let's face it. And also remember that military members are drawn from the wider population. So as the wider population tax left, that's going to affect the whole military. But then you also have the fact, Chuck, that over the last couple of decades, actually longer than that, last three decades, there has been a noticeable effort to make our military more and more politically correct. You probably remember this started under Bill Clinton. It continued partially just because of momentum under G.W. Bush. Mm-hmm. It became far, far worse under Obama. He put the pedal to the metal, and it's continuing under Joe Biden. I mean,
we've seen them dumbed down.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, Sal, when I went into the military in the 60s, okay, and then it was like no nonsense. You know, if you've got a condom, you know, this was for the males. If you've got a condom in your wallet, take it out. You're not going to need it, you know. There ain't going to be none of that around. You know, and all kinds of things like that. And it's like you're here to protect the United States of America. And now you're here to learn that if this lady wants to be known as a man, you will call her a man. Then vice versa, you know. I mean, and you know that it goes from the higher-ups. Generals that have probably been around for a long time, so apparently they were indoctrinated somehow or wanted to keep their job or make more money selling ammunition. You know what I'm saying? It's how in the world would something like the military ever get so out of control?
Well, it's terrible, but you know what happened, Chuck. You had people such as Barack Obama appointing military brass who were politically correct, and of course, the military brass, the military officers who were willing to play ball and sell their souls were the ones who ascended to high positions. And that's why you have people in the military now, such as General Mark Milley. You remember him?
Yeah.
I call him Thoroughly Modern Milley. He's our
That's the one that was going to call the Chinese in case Trump decided to attack, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about white privilege and critical race theory, and you're just thinking, wow, this is really, really demented, and all the social engineering they have in the military. And it started a long time ago. I guess we'll have to continue this after the break, but we let women into the military. What happened? We heard earlier this year in March that they actually were lowering standards for women in the military, not holding them to the same standards as the men. That doesn't make any sense. Then you have the MUS individuals in the military. I mean, what is the purpose of the armed forces? As Rush Limbaugh put it, it's there to kill people and break things. It's not there for social experiments. It's not there just to provide opportunities. No, kill people and break things.
I know years, because we got about 40 seconds, I know years after I got out of the military that all of a sudden, you know, they were lowering the standards for what it took. And the only ones that they weren't lowering the standards on were the UDT teams, underwater demolition, and SEAL teams, and I think the Rangers, okay? But other than that, like, oh, yeah, if you're a female, you only have to do five pull-ups, you know. But you other guys, you still have to do 20. But we are adjusting here, so we'll have a really strong military presence. They also use that word, present. Ooh. Okay, well, we're going to be back with Selwyn Duke and full presence from him when we return. It's Selwyn Duke. What's that website, Chuck? It's SelwynDuke.com. S-E-L-W-Y-N Duke, D-U-K-E.com. Be back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill. Columbo's is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Columbo's family Italian recipes? Columbo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, Magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Columbo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself. Columbo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mind you been.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, SelwynDuke.com. You know, Selwyn, I was just thinking during the break here, all the things we're talking about negative with the United States military. And I'm thinking, boy, you know, CRN goes all over the world. You think we're giving away secrets to Russia, China?
Yeah, well, I think they know everything we know and more. But I have to tell you, we were talking about how they're dumbing down standards in the military in the name of feminism, in the name of the MUS, made-up sexual status agenda. And it's funny, though, Chuck. I guess it makes sense, though, because I understand that on the battlefield, our enemies are actually going to show courtesy to our female soldiers, right?
Oh, yeah,
I think that's
yeah.
part of Chinese military doctrine, isn't it? That when you're dealing with female American soldiers, you act with chivalry,
yes.
Don't you?
Yeah, of course, yes, yes. Hey, let's move on to another one here because I want to try to get in as many of these as I can. Big Pharma lied, people died. DeSantis vows that he's going to hold vax makers accountable for side effects. Now, this is, I call this good news in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is really good news, Chuck. There's no question about it. I mean, it's funny because I pointed out in the piece that I've written in the past that we have been complaining about these vaccine side effects, actually they're gene modification agents, GMAs, all the side effects, heart attacks and whatnot, Guillain-Barre syndrome. And then I wrote, my only hope is that a nation with a less compromised medical establishment, perhaps Sweden or Japan, will investigate and expose the truth about the drugs. And I said that because if you look at our establishment, it went all in on the COVID regulations, the branch COVIDianism. So all of our pseudo-elites are implicated, Fauci and all the rest. So they're not going to delve into this and find out what's really going on because it could destroy their political careers. But actually, it turns out that maybe it will be looked into, and it's not going to be Sweden or Japan doing it, but, well, the place that might shine the light of truth here could be the Sunshine State, Chuck. And this is Governor DeSantis again, who definitely now is the best governor in the nation. There's no doubt about it. He's promised to hold Big Pharma's feet to the fire. And he made his comments here at a private Republican Party of Florida event at the governor's mansion not too long ago. And basically what he said is that he's going to hold these manufacturers accountable. He said, quote, I have Surgeon General in Florida, Dr. Joseph LaDapo, who has been really, really strong in just fighting back the narrative and the phony things that people are trying to do and focus on the evidence. And so we're going to work to hold these manufacturers accountable for this mRNA because they said there were no side effects, and we know there have been a lot. And then he pointed out, Chuck, that they did a study in Florida, and he said, quote, we saw an 86% increase in cardiac-related activity in people ages 18 to 39 from mRNA shots. And so we're going to be doing some stuff to bring accountability there. This is something that we're going to lead on in Florida. And he said that he's going to have some announcements during the next 3 or 4 weeks about that. So that's really good news because DeSantis has been a man of action. I mean, prior to November 8th, he passed laws, or I should say he signed into law bills that worked to eliminate vote fraud. That's probably why, or it's one reason why we saw that Republican wave down in Florida. And he's done things to combat the sexualization of children in schools. He's really been Johnny on the spot, just a tremendous governor. And what he talks about, though, Chuck, with these cardiac issues, you and I have been discussing for years now. I mean, in June last year, I reported on Jacob Klinik. Well, he was a 13-year-old boy. He took his second COVID GMA shot, right? And what happened? 3 days later, he died. He died of heart inflammation. He had been completely healthy, this young boy, prior to then. You and I have talked about the experiences that I've had personally.
Was that the boy you were talking to somebody in a grocery store or something?
No. This was actually
one, huh?
Before then.
Yeah,
but there was the grocery store incident. I was talking to this fellow behind me online, and he was holding two floral bouquets, and I asked him what happened, and he said, well, his brother died of a heart attack. His brother was 24, and then the other one was for a neighbor's son who had died. I asked, how old was he? He said, he was in first grade. I said, what happened? He said, we don't know. He died in his sleep. Now, the man was glassy-eyed and grieving, so I didn't want to press the issue and ask if they'd had shots, but I wouldn't want to bet that they didn't.
All right, let's
more
hold, hold it right there and continue the rest of this story when we come back. Boy, I'll tell you. And they sure don't want you hearing this, do they, Selwyn? Nope. Selwyn Duke, SELWYNDUKE.com. We'll be right back.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An eccentric billionaire played by Edward Norton invites a group of marginal celebrities to his Greek island mansion. And those dignitaries include the famed detective Benoit Blanc, played by Daniel Craig, who made such a powerful impression in the previous hit Knives Out. This time he'll be peeling back the layers of Glass Onion, now streaming on Netflix.
I've invited you all to my island because tonight a murder will be committed. My murder. If anyone can name the killer, that person wins our game.
And yes, of course, it's a deadly game, but the starry cast all seem to be enjoying the whodunit challenge. As with his previous hit, Knives Out, writer-director Rian Johnson is hardly concerned with gritty realism, but he shows irresistible skill with this sort of sprightly, elegant, and occasionally ingenious concoction. It's rated PG-13, 3 stars for Glass Onion.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, International is DeGaulle Smart Fares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, selwynduke.com. You know, Selwyn, I'll tell you, and for the listener, you know, if you know people or associate with people, you know, that going, you know, you people are stupid about, you know, not taking the COVID shots and they're safe and don't worry about them, go to selwynduke.com and print up this story. Big Pharma lied. December 8th, okay, 2022. Print it up. You know, print up a bunch of them. Just give it to them and say, just read the information here, you know, because some people just, nah, I don't want to hear it. I'm going to get my shot because I've already seen it. They say, if you don't get your shot, we're killing people. Unbelievable what they've done to us. But please continue, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And we were talking about all of these cardiac events that we're seeing that no doubt are the result of these shots. Well, here's another example, and I cited this a long time ago, but Steve Kirsch, he's the executive director of the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund. Well, last year he warned that if you look at the government VAERS database, that's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, well, it, as he put it, quote, shows heart attacks happen 71 times more often following these vaccines compared to any other vaccine. Now, here's the thing, though. You might say, Chuck, well, wait a second. This is all well and good that we know about this, but what can we do about it? Because at the end of the day, these pharmaceutical companies were granted immunity from lawsuits. That was part of the deal when they accelerated the production of these GMAs, these vaccines. Well, that's not entirely true. As American Greatness pointed out, Chuck, that if you fraudulently produced and represented the GMAs, these drugs, actually, then you're not protected from liability, at least according to American Greatness. And then it cites this woman, Brooke Jackson, says she's a whistleblower who worked for the Ventavia Research Group, the company that conducted Pfizer's pivotal Phase 3 trial in Texas in 2020. Well, she's filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court, I'm again quoting American Greatness, accusing Pfizer of committing fraud, abuse, and protocol violations in its COVID vaccine clinical trials. And understand, Chuck, when we ponder this, that not that long ago, we had a Pfizer executive, her name was Janine Small, testifying before the European Union Parliament. And when she was pressed, get this, she admitted that they had not done tests to determine whether or not these drugs would eliminate transmission of the virus. Now, think about how significant that is, Chuck, because all along we were told by Biden and others and Fauci for a while, if you take these drugs, you're not going to contract or transmit the virus. That's what we were told. And as you said earlier, we also had the onus put on us, those of us who would not take these shots. It was said, oh, you're perpetuating this pandemic. You're the ones who are spreading this virus. Well, the whole thing was just an illusion. The whole thing was a facade, a fraud all the way through. And this is why we really have to hope that DeSantis can do something about this and hold these people accountable. Because, you know, the bottom line, Chuck, is like I said, it's hard to get through this dam of deceit that we see here because all of our pseudo-elites are implicated in this. And someone has got to break the ice. And maybe DeSantis in Florida, after this wave election where the Republicans control the whole state and he doesn't have to worry about re-election, maybe he can really get to the bottom of this. And if he can do it and someone can expose the truth and it gets out there, then maybe the rest of the media will finally have to report on it. we can only hope that that'll happen. But what's going on is unbelievable. I mean, the excess death that we see in our society, Chuck, is staggering here. You know, I quoted in my article this fellow, his name is Ed Dowd. He's a former BlackRock manager, not exactly good credentials there. We don't like BlackRock too much. But anyway, you know, he's been compiling evidence from the insurance industry, funeral home industry, government databases, and the excess deaths here that he's found are unbelievable. Between people between the ages of 18 and 64, the deaths have exploded, okay? He said he's talking about the employed population in our country now, Chuck, 98 to 100 million people. He said you look at that population, it's experiencing approximately a 25% increase in disabilities relative to the general population. And he said something is going on with our workforce. And, you know, this is not the first time we've heard about this, Chuck, because I've mentioned in the past that there was this December 30th, 2021 testimonial of Scott Davison. Now, who is he? Well, he's CEO of $100 billion insurance company One America. And he was talking about a spike in mortality in this country that is historic. And this man, understand, he was not making a political point. He was just speaking as an insurance man at the time. We have no evidence that he's even an ideologue. But anyway, get this. He said the numbers we're seeing all across the insurance industry amount to huge, huge numbers, quote unquote. And it's not elderly people dying, not just them, but, quote, primarily working-age people, 18 to 64. And what he said is, quote, and what we saw in just the third quarter, that's of last year, we're seeing it continue into the fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Quote, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or a 1-in-200-year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. And now we're seeing a 40% increase. He said, this is just unheard of. Now, what happened during the third quarter of last year when we saw this huge increase in mortality, Chuck? Well, guess what? That just happened to coincide with the introduction of these GMAs, these so-called vaccines, to people under 65. That's quite a coincidence, isn't it, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. Just follow the money trail, I'll tell you.
I know, it's just awful. Money is blinding people, and then political power, and like I said, they don't want to be held accountable either, and I don't know if they ever will be, but let's hope and pray and work hard, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and Fauci, you know, Dr. Fauci, you know, one day it's yes, the next day it's no, and the next day probably, and you know what I mean? Boy, the guy, unbelievable. And he even admitted all this stuff about, you know, I was giving this advice on locking people up, you know, because I was going along with the draconian events that were happening in China, you know. He's just, you know, and I had nothing to do with, what was it, the experimentation, what was that called? I can't remember the word right now. Anyway, they had a word for when you were first messing around with it. And he said, oh, no, I had nothing to do with that, you know, when it was going on in the labs and stuff like that in America.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just flat-out lies, but it's okay. It's okay. Hey, he's resigned now, so you can't lock me up, but you can lock up, you know, that guy that was president when all of this was going down. You can lock him up, even though he's no longer in office. Boy, unbelievable.
Yeah. And, you know, Chuck, he was testifying recently. You heard about that. And I understand he said, I don't recall, about 160 to 180 times.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the man has lost his memory. He always seemed very sharp on television. Of course, maybe he couldn't keep track of his own lies. I don't know. He was doing it so much. But now all of a sudden he can't recall. And it's funny what you mentioned. He said, well, China was doing it. We found that out, that these officials, to some degree, were taking their lead from China, one of the more despotic regimes in the world. It's absolutely unbelievable. That alone should discredit them. I mean, in my eyes, that's a form of treason.
I think about the only thing we didn't really get down to was driving up to your houses with buses, you know, and forcing you to get into the bus and locking you up. But in China, you know, they'll put you in apartment buildings, weld the doors shut, you know, and then they give a little hole where they can give you some food. I mean, wow, are we coming to that? And it's totally ignored by the majority of the Democrats.
Yeah.
It's for how can politics get so involved in our, you know, in our life like this? And the money that these people are making. And you always, you know, they never bring up, I bring it up all the time about the useless eaters. Remember those comments? Was it Bill Gates?
Oh, of course.
That said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you're over 55,
sure, but I've heard that, yeah.
You're just a useless eater. But nobody told Biden. You know, it's, wow. Hey, let's move
Ezekiel
on to
Emanuel. He's
yeah.
another one. Yeah. I was just going to say, remember Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ezekiel Emanuel? He
yeah.
said a few years ago that no one should live beyond 75, and he was
yeah.
57 at the time, but he looked 75. Well, he's getting closer to that figure. I wonder if he's going to change his point of view on that.
Yeah, and you know, and he went from Obama. He also got a job with Biden's administration, and I'm wondering if he ever told Biden, you know, over 55. But, well, I'll tell you. Hey, getting, well, about 5 minutes before our final break, but you want to get into this one about the children now that you posted today? Interesting about, you said, since I'm going to be criticizing a now widely accepted phenomenon, this piece may invoke eye rolls from some supporters, so be it. That's strong words from Selwyn Duke, because certain things need to be said, and it's not that, well, we got to take a break. You know, that's like one of the most important words on this show. But no, what is it that you're going to confess to today here, Selwyn?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. We mentioned before how some people became alienated from Tucker Carlson. Well, this is an article where some people might not agree with me, but it did need to be said. And I pointed out in the article, because I've had this thought many a time, Chuck, that with the way many of my fellow adults behave, sometimes it does make me ashamed to be one. I think you know what I'm talking about, pushing sexuality on kids and whatnot. And sometimes I almost feel as if I should apologize to the kids on behalf of adults. But, you know, the bottom line is we talked about sexualizing kids and whatnot. And I quote in my article Willy Munzenberg. He was a communist activist and a German publisher. Well, supposedly he said, quote, "We will make the West so corrupt that it stinks." And unfortunately, we've gotten to that point. And it's not just the sexualization that we talk about, exposing kids to indecent images in school, for instance, in the name of sex education, or rubber stamping school Satan clubs. There was another story about that recently, in the name of religious freedom, or telling kids they can switch sexes. Hey, Johnny, all you have to do is imagine it, and it can happen. It's also what good people, and people who are good in general, are doing. Okay, and here's what I pointed out. Well, we had this story about the Keller Independent School District in Texas, and they were taking a good action. They were prohibiting libraries from carrying books, Chuck, containing references to so-called gender fluidity, right? Well, but here's what is still permitted, though, under the school district's more virtuous revised policy. Listen to this, quote, "Minimal profanity is allowed in elementary and intermediate schools. Middle schools are allowed some, while high schools are allowed common profanity in library material." And I thought to myself, really, minimal profanity for grade school kids in their books? That's absolutely okay with us now? Okay, well, how about minimal teacher groping, minimal dispensing of heroin needles? How about minimal intra-school fight clubs, Chuck, with minimal eye gouging? You know, it's just a little ridiculous. And I've written about this before. In fact, I wrote a major essay, Cussing and Cultural Decay, in the New American Magazine, if anyone wants to look it up. But when I wrote about this in the past, I would sometimes be contacted. One reader contacted me and said, you know, we're not all little Lord Fauntleroys out here. And I thought to myself, okay, well, first of all, if you actually know the story of little Lord Fauntleroy, he was a darn good role model. But I grew up in the Bronx, Chuck, so I heard it all. And in my younger days, I did use some of it, too. Sometimes I would use vulgarity. But I came to know better. I came to understand that it's something that's very, very corruptive to society. And
since some people are going to say, well, you're sounding like Little Lord Fauntleroy, let me quote the quintessential American man's man, the father of our nation, George Washington. Here's what he actually said. On August 3rd, 1776, Chuck, he issued an order to his troops to the effect of, quote, "The general is sorry to be informed that the foolish and wicked practice of profane cursing and swearing, a vice heretofore little known in an American army, is growing into fashion. He hopes the officers will, by example as well as influence, endeavor to check it, and that both they and the men will reflect that we can have little hopes of the blessing of heaven on our arms if we insult it by our impiety and folly. Added to this, it is a vice so mean and low, without any temptation, that every man of sense and character detests and despises it."
Wow.
That's what he said. And it's interesting because if you study Washington's life, Chuck, you'll see that really he's the closest thing we've ever had to a true American superhero. Really an amazing man. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, are you getting a little hum on your end there?
No, I'm fine. Are you getting a hum?
Yeah, we are, and I think I've tracked it down, and it's coming from the guest I have. Anyway, yes, I'm getting a whole thing here. So, as you say, a true American superhero, but isn't it amazing how they'd love to tear down his statues and stuff like that because he might have had three slaves, but I'm also from the network. I'm getting that they're not hearing the hum, but I'm hearing it. So maybe it's not coming from you, but I didn't have it when we went on a break. So, you know, see how confused I get? You don't realize sometimes. They just don't realize, Selwyn, how hard it is to be on this end, you know. But anyway, we're going to get back to the rest of the story on SW, that would be studying Washington, okay? In just a moment with the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and the website is selwynduke.com. Be right back.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me.
Always a pleasure to have Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Hey, be sure to check this one out by Selwyn Duke. Just came out, How We Abuse Our Children, and talking about George Washington. No, he wasn't doing it. No. We continue now. Go ahead, Selwyn.
Yeah, we're talking about the mainstreaming of profanity and how people take it casually, but really it's a bigger issue than they think. And I point out in my article, Chuck, that my father was a POW in Germany during World War II, the toughest man I ever met. I hardly ever heard him use profanity, maybe on one or two occasions when he really lost his temper. Walter Williams, the late economics professor, he pointed out, you go back to the 1940s, the worst lowlife wouldn't use the kind of language around women and children that's regularly heard today. He pointed that out. Now, what changed? How did it get mainstreamed? And who did it? Conservatives should think about this. It was mainstreamed by Hollywood degenerates, the worst people among us, because they increasingly started putting vulgarity in movies and on shows, and then it became normalized. Okay? Want to make a couple of more quick points? A lot of people will say, well, come on, youths have already heard profanity. That's not the point. They also know about serial killers. That doesn't mean you inundate them with snuff films. They also know about sexuality. It doesn't mean you show them porn. The distinction is this. It's one thing to know about something. It's another thing for it to be normalized in your eyes. When adults use profanity so casually and consistently, it becomes normalized in kids' eyes. And why does this matter? For many reasons. It coarsens society. But I'll conclude by quoting Edmund Burke here, the Anglo-Irish philosopher. He noted, manners are of more importance than laws. Manners are what vex or soothe, corrupt or purify, exalt or debase, barbarize or refine us by a constant, steady, uniform, insensible operation like that of the air we breathe. Think about that. Let's not make the air we breathe, the cultural air, toxic with our tongues. We have to control ourselves. Hurt no one in thought, word, or deed. Word is part of that. Listen, if we want to be a better country, if we want to make America great again, we've got to mama, make America moral again. And this is not the entirety of it, guarding our tongues, but it is part of it.
Mama. Boy, that's pretty good. Did you make that one up?
I did. I said a long time ago, if we want to maga, we've got to mama, make America moral again. It's really important.
Is he talking pig Latin? Remember that long time ago? Yeah, pig Latin.
I used to know how to do that.
You know, you were talking about whenever your father cussed, you know. I always thought that was interesting, you know. And I never knew that he was actually a prisoner of war in Germany, World War II.
During World War II, yeah. Toughest man I ever met. He'd been through a lot. And again, when I say he cussed, it was once or twice. Once was with a prank phone caller in the wee hours of the morning who was ringing and ringing and ringing back when we actually had a phone on the wall with a cord, and the guy cursed at him, and my father lost his temper and cursed back. But otherwise, it was not something he did. It was not common years ago, kids. Let's clean ourselves up.
And did you holler, hey, Mom, there's a different man in our house?
Well, I was 15 at that time, but yeah.
Saved by the music. But we'll get the rest of the story from Selwyn Duke. Yeah, yes, there. Hey, always a pleasure, Selwyn. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Selwyn here,
Duke.
Chuck. God bless.
Writer for The New American. And, of course, you can read all his excellent articles. Boy, there was one we didn't get to about a restaurant refusing to serve a Christian group, citing the staff. They said, safety and dignity. You got to read that one. All right, SelwynDuke.com. Thank you very much, Swade. Thank you for listening, and God bless the United States of America.